I was pleased today to be invited to the White House and witness the President signing the HIRE Act, which creates and saves American jobs. The HIRE Act is a $15 billion program that has been passed by both the House and Senate and signed today by the President to help jumpstart the economy. And probably the biggest advantage is for small businesses, because they will get tax breaks for hiring people. The longer they keep people on their payroll, the less of their FICA tax they would have to pay. They get a little exemption from payroll tax there. They get $1,000 if they keep them on for 52 weeks. And also small businesses, they can expense their capital investments and purchases of new equipment in 2010. It used to be $125,000 and now go up to $250,000. So if you need an expensive piece of equipment, you can double the tax break. You can take it all in 1 year, not over a number of years like it used to be. There's also money in there for school construction, some transportation projects. We extended the transportation projects through December 31st. So all those ICE-T programs that were highways that were going to be built but were sort of put on hold while we said keep going, go through the whole year with those programs. So some good stuff and to help jumpstart this economy. And it's paid for. I mean, we paid for by cracking down on overseas tax havens and also cracking down on these foreign national corporations, which may have jobs here in this country, but they also have jobs overseas, so they take their losses overseas against their U.S. taxes here. So we pay for it. So that's the good news. This $15 billion is paid for. We're trying to help small businesses create jobs. Government can't. Government can only give incentives and help out with job creation. This is just the first part of a couple of bills we're looking at. I'm sure you'll see other bills pass to keep this economy moving in a positive direction. We're out of the free fall of this recession. Now we got to build up our economic base, and I think helping out small businesses with hiring people and getting deductions for new equipment will hopefully keep a manufacturing base and other parts of our economy moving.